Please read the map refinement item. That's S-525.
Amend the 2035 comprehensive plan map and amend the official city zoning map to carry out Portland's 2035 comprehensive plan.
Very good. Marty Stockton will briefly remind us what this item includes.
Great.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Marty Stockton. I'm with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I'm the Southeast District Planner and the project manager on this ordinance before you. Today is the final vote on this item. It is an emergency ordinance and will take effect immediately. This ordinance amends the comprehensive plan map and the zoning map on a number of sites to accomplish several things. Number one, respond to the December 2016 City Council Directive, otherwise known as Exhibit O. Number two, reconcile maps that with recent Bureau Development Services land use reviews that occurred after June 2016. Number three, address recently identified non-conforming situations. And number four, other technical and policy-related map changes as appropriate. For example, changes to facilitate affordable housing and address city bureau coordination, overlay zone corrections, recently identified non-conforming commercial uses, and additional split zones. You held a public hearing on this project on March 14th. You discussed proposal in the testimony on April 4th, April 25th, and May 2nd. You voted on a number of amendments, actually just over 50 amendments from council, which have now been incorporated. You then moved the substitute ordinance to a final reading today, so I believe you are ready for the final vote.
Very good. There's nothing more. Colleagues, Carla, could you please call the roll on this vote? S-525, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
I'm going to reflect like Courtney Duke. It's been a very long time on this. Thank you for all of your work. In fact, it goes back my participation beyond 10 years ago when I was first on the council to Mayor Potter and his Community Connect project and all of the things that happened as part of that. So this has been one of the central things that I've worked on in my time on the council with first Mayor Adams, then Mayor Hales, and now Mayor Wheeler. And throughout that discussion, and particularly prompted by the community, affordability and anti-displacement are at the heart of all of these changes, leading to the adoption in June of 2016. With the new comprehensive plan and central city plan, we are allowing for 249,000 additional units of housing in Portland by 2035. According to Metro's regional growth forecast, Portland is expected to add 123,000 households in the next 20 years. So in other words, we have double the capacity that in this new map that Metro assigns to us. Who this housing benefits, through what means and ends, is the crucial part of this conversation, which we will continue in the context of the residential infill project and on various different development projects. It's essential that we focus our efforts on affordable housing options that and commercial options that serve all Portlanders, particularly those who are low income and at risk of displacement or further displacement, in upholding the policies of a 20-year plan that was, at the very core, a collective labour of love for the city. Thank you very much, Susan Anderson, for seeing this through, and Joe Zender and the excellent team at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability for providing technical support and expertise throughout the process. The planning staff who work closely with mine include Eric Engstrom, Deborah Stein, who has since retired, Marty Stockton, Nan Stark, all of the district liaisons, and Barry Manning. Thank you to the members of the Planning and Sustainability Commission who did a lot of the hard work, dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of weeding through community testimony so that things that came to us were well vetted already. Lauren King, Lindley Reese, and now retired City Attorney Catherine Beaumont, thank you for your work. My staff in particular, Claire Adamsick, Pooja Bart, Tim Crail, as well as my former Chief of Staff, Tom Bizot. And finally, thank you to the 10,000-plus community members who gave your blood, sweat, and tears on committees, at workshops, at hearings, in every iteration of this plan as it came together. It's better because of the participation of the community of Portland, and that's what we mean by a comprehensive plan. This is a landmark. It's not just a land use plan. It's not just a transportation plan. This is a plan for Portland. It includes things that were in the Portland plan, that are in the Portland plan, like health and education and placemaking, and things beyond what we might normally think of as in the realm of planning and zoning. So it's truly a remarkable feet that we've managed to get through it all, helping each other out. And thank you very, very much to everybody who's been involved. Aye.
Wheeler.
This is a national model made better. And as Commissioner Fritz indicated, this has spanned over many years, three mayoral administrations. I'm certainly honored to have participated for the last 16 months and helped contribute my bit part to this. But it really was the community coming together and helping to define the future of this community. And it is not just a document, it is a roadmap. And it's one that not only our community will continue to look to in the years ahead, it's one that other communities around the nation and even around the world, having just visited our sister city in Suzhou, China, that people all around the world will look to as the kind of roadmap that helps lead to a clear vision for the development of the community in the years ahead. So I'm very proud of all the work that many, many people have put in. Excellent, excellent work, and thank you to the community for your hard work on this and helping to create our comprehensive plan. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. And that concludes our final vote on the comprehensive plan matter. Thank you all. And